Learning Sefer Tehillim, this is Shir number 46. We are using the commentary of Am Loez by Rav Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our hundreds of Torah Shiurim and lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter 84, Pasuk 5. I'm going to repeat the Pasuk. The Pasuk reads, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecho Oj Yalalucha Sela. Happy are they who dwell in your house. They will yet praise you forever. Concerning some of the sages living in Babylon, Rabbi Yochanan said that they merited to live long lives because they would arrive at the house of study earlier than others and depart later than others. Thus it was said of a prater that he lived long because no man ever preceded him in the house of study. Accordingly, the Torah says here, happy are they who dwell in your house of study, for they will yet merit to praise you forever. They will always acclaim your great name. A subtle interpretation says, by means of a parable, if a man is heard extolling another man's great wealth and precious possessions, he will only be believed if the speaker was a near neighbor of the rich man and frequented his house. What is more, he must enjoy the same level of wealth and possessions. If, for instance, he praises the other's precious utensils, he must himself own such utensils. Otherwise, how would he know their value? By analogy, only that man is worth the praising Hashem who participates in the give and take of Torah study, who comes and goes in the house of study. If a man has been involved in empty pursuits all his life, how is he to know the greatness of the Holy One? For this reason, our Chachamim, our sages, have set forth that the present Pasuk and the verse, happy is the people that such is his lot, as we will learn later on in Sefer Tehillim, be recited prior to Psalm 145, Tehillah of David. A Psalm of praise of David. I will extol you, my God, King. That is to say, happy are those who come and go by you, and happy are those who, by walking in his ways, have a likeness within them of the attributes of the Holy One. Happy are they who dwell in your house. The true happiness is spiritual happiness in the world to come. For there one merits to receive, give praise after praise, endlessly in accordance with one's capacity. Some explain that the singer is talking about the time of the Gullus, the exile. Happy are they who delay leaving the shul, Beis HaMedrash, who continue to dwell there even after all the songs of praise have been concluded. Especially happy are they who themselves praise you there forever. In case I did not mention, this is Shir number 46. Pasuk Bav, Pasuk 6. Ashrei Adam Ozlo Vach Mesilos Bavavam. Happy is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways. Now the singer describes the pilgrims going up to Yerushalayim, how deeply they longed to behold the presence of Shekhinah and to go up to Zion. They displayed great strength and perseverance in making the journey, especially those who came from faraway lands. They traversed great distances along perilous roads and left behind their homes and all their possessions. Thus Hashem had to assure Israel, neither will any man desire your land when you will go up to appear before Hashem your God three times a year, as found in Chumash Shemos. Accordingly, the Torah says here, happy is the man whose assurance of strength is in you, who believes that when he goes up to Yerushalayim to behold your glory, you will protect him and his wife and children as well as his possessions, in whose heart are the highways, the main thoroughfares traversed by the pilgrims on their way up to Yerushalayim were well preserved
and remembered in their heart. They would not wander off to the right or to the left. That is the way of the man who longs to walk once again upon the same road. He safeguards the way in his heart not to forget it. The singer claims the pilgrims who marched along the highways trusting in Hashem that he would keep them safe from every trouble. Happy is the man whose strength is in you and whose heart are the highways. Their hearts harbored no desire other than to ascend along the highways that lead to the house of Hashem. Some perceive an allusion to the early masters of piety, the Hasidim, who possessed the necessary power and knowledge to be able to unify Hashem's name. This is the root of all worship. Thus David said to his son Shlomo, "Know the God of your father and serve him with a perfect heart, as found in Divrei Hayamim." And it says here, "In whose heart are the highways?" Men of piety continually march back and forth upon the same highways marked out by our forefathers. As a result, they grow in valor and power. Lest we imagine that happy is the man whose strength is in you holds true for everyone. The pasuk concludes, "In whose heart are the highways of Torah instruction." They alone are happy who have mastered the 48 qualities of excellence necessary for acquisition of the Torah. Happy is the man who in the face of much suffering cleaves to you, whose strength is in you. The righteous man knows that all of his days are steeped in suffering, yet in his heart are the highways. His sole concern is finding ways in his heart to smooth his way towards Hashem. These pesukim indicate the daily pattern of conduct by the early Hasidim, who began the day with lengthy contemplation before morning prayers. Hence it says first, "Happy are they who dwell in your house, who spend time in the shul, Beis Medrash, before they proceed to praise you through prayer. Then after prayer, happy is the man whose strength is Becha, who becomes absorbed in Torah study, in the 22 letters of the alphabet whereby the Torah is written. Happy is the man who has acquired such strength and trust in Hashem that he attributes everything that happens to him to you, not to his own merit. Happy is the man who believes that all his strength stems solely from you, and so will praise you forever, for everything. As a result, he ponders in his heart how to rectify his ways, and this makes him happy. Happy is the man whose strength is in you. He binds himself to you through Torah study for its own sake, and so forms highways in the hearts of men. Others see him as someone who to emulate, and through his influence they become pure in spirit. In whose heart are highways, compare it to a man who makes markings in the dark place, or else who follows a guide rope to keep from straying." The singer also speaks of those who yearn for a return to Tzion. Although the highways leading to Tzion are destroyed, there are highways in the heart. Their hearts are full of hope in the strength of God, and in thought they behold the highways they will travel when returning to Tzion. The plural form highways conveys that the return to Tzion will take place by stages. It will not happen all at once. All things are from Hashem, yet the person must do what he can to elicit his blessing. Let him lay his plans and prepare smooth highways to help himself in natural ways. Thus our Chachamim have taught, a cup of blessing must be raised up at least one handbreadth. Happy is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart there are many highways for reaching the gate to Hashem. Another interpretation makes use of the following parable. A king had many servants who saw him regularly and served him inside the palace. He also had many officials who were spread out to all corners of his kingdom. When the day of the king's birthday arrived, he arranged the feast for all of his ministers and officials, and he dispensed gifts with a generous hand. He doubled the gifts of the officials who served throughout the kingdom. One of his court ministers asked, "Surely the king knows how well those who are constantly in his presence serve him. But what does he know about the officials throughout the country? how well do they perform their task when so far removed from him? If that is so, what has induced the king to double their portions? The king answered, those who stand in my presence are under compulsion to fulfill their task in the best possible way, for they see me all the time and the fear of the throne rests upon them. But those others are located in the far corners of the land, among the lowly masses and the criminals, yet they fulfill their task with devotion. Hence they deserve my gratitude twice over and more. Now consider the reality corresponding to this parable. The angels comprise the supernal army of servants in heaven, but Hashem also has armies on the earth to whom he has given commandments. Keeping the commandments will make their hearts upright, and they will not follow the dictates of a wayward heart. Human beings are beset by trial and temptation day and night, on account of their evil inclination and on account of the obstacles presented by the world. If nevertheless they vanquish their evil natures, surely they are entitled to a greater reward than the angels. Accordingly, the singer says, happy are they who dwell in your house. The angels on high dwell in the house of the king. What is more, they have the advantage of everlasting life. They are ever praising you forever. However important as their excellent qualities may be in God's eyes, still happy is the man whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways. They find strength in you, even though in their hearts are pathways to make a man stray from the path that leads to God. The righteous, even when they walk through the valley of weeping, make it seem like a wellspring, as we're going to learn right now in this coming pasuk. Therefore they are worthy of many blessings. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Ovrei be'emek ha'bocho mayon yishusihu gam berochos yatem more. Passing through the valley of weeping, the Bakam, they make it into a wellspring, place of springs. Yes, the guide or the early rain even envelops it with blessings. The word bochum is interpreted variously as a term connoting weeping, as the name of a place, as a place of disorientation or consternation. The singer continues to describe the pilgrims. On the way up to Yerushalayim, they must pass through the valley of consternation, a place of desolation and no water. But in response to their prayers, Hashem uncovers a wellspring for them, as it says, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. A pasuk is found in Yeshayahu. Though they walk through a dry and parched land, the guide Hashem, who shows them the way and envelops the passing travelers with many blessings. In another sense, the singer claims those who have perfected their souls in Torah study and who have thus developed strength and majesty in their knowledge of you. As the Torah says of itself, by me kings reign. Pasuk is found in Mishlei. He prays that these perfected individuals should now influence by their instruction those absorbed in futile pursuits. The latter are like travelers through the valley of the weeping, like barren trees bearing no fruit. Let them be transformed by the others, and the desolate valley become a place of springs. Thereby their teachers will also gain in wealth, being, and understanding. As our sages have said, from my teachers I have learned much, from my friends more, but from my students most of all. The pilgrims on their way to Yerushalayim will pass through the valley of weeping, where berry trees grew. These trees can grow in places where water is scarce. As they pass through, the pilgrims will dig wells and make the valley into a wellspring that gave rise to the pools. Some say the pasuk alludes to the Babylonian exile, Babylon being a lowland or valley. Thus it was named the Wadi of the Willows, pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshayahu, on account of the willows growing there. It's also called Baka, an allusion to weeping, Bochor, for there upon the willows in the midst of her they hung their harps. There they sat and wept, as we'll learn later on in the Tehillim. There they saw in their hearts what they would be passing through the valley weeping back to Zion. The pilgrims passing through the valley of weeping weep out of deep longing to reach the house of Hashem. So profuse is their weeping that they make it into a wellspring of tears. Some identify the valley of Baca as a location close to Yerushalayim, perhaps part of the valley of Rephoim. Baca trees grew there, as the Torah says, in connection with the war against the Plishtim, as found in Shmuel Beis. These trees flourish best in dry places. Some say the Torah refers to those who prepare springs of water for the pilgrims occasionally passing through the valley of Baca. It also refers to those who guide the pilgrims by showing them the way to Yerushalayim. The sages have spoken highly of the reward for accompanying a guest, which is especially true of those who make the effort to set the visitor on his way. Our sages teach, more praise of Hashem rises out of Gehenna than out of paradise. This is explained subtly as follows. More songs of praise and thanksgiving to Hashem's loving kindness is heard from the poor than from the rich. For the poor and needy praise your name, as we learned earlier. Thus the singer says here, those passing through the valley of weeping make it into a wellspring. Yes, they even envelop, they guide God with blessings in the Beis HaMikdash. But the main source of blessings and benedictions and thanksgiving are the poor. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Yelchu Mechayil Alchoyo Yeroi Elokim B'tzion. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. The pilgrims on the way to Yerushalayim would go from strength to strength. Column by column, many large contingents would periodically stop to rest together until finally they merited to experience the glory of the Divine Presence. That is to say, they beheld the evident miracles that took place in the sanctuary. The Radak reads Barachos as Berichos. Pools. In addition to springs, Hashem granted rains to fill their pools along the way. Similarly, the Torah says, give me water as a blessing, for you have given me sodden land, give me also pools of water, as found in Shoftim. The pools are like blessings. It is also indicated here that the pilgrims were not afraid of having their possessions stolen during the time they were away from their homes. They journeyed among the thorns in the land of desolation, devoid of water, going from strength to strength along the holy highways of their devoted hearts, in order to be worthy of appearing before God in Zion. Rashi explains, those mentioned before as dwelling happily in your house, and those in whose heart are the highways, are the ones who will go from strength to strength, from the house of prayer to the house of study, and in their multitudes they will appear before Hashem in Zion. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Hashem Elikim Tzevaot Shimot Tifilasi Ha'azino Elehe Yaakov Selam. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Yaakov Selam. Now the singer implores Hashem to bring closer the redemption. O Hashem, God of hosts, hear my prayer to bring the redemption nearer. Similarly, he said earlier, my soul yearns, yes, even pines for the courts of the Lord. Give ear, O God of Yaakov, Father of the tribes of Yeshua and Selah. The singer has gone back to his earlier plea, which comprises two allusions. My soul yearns, yes, even pines for the courts of Hashem. Here, accordingly, he continues in a corresponding manner with two expressions. Hear my prayer from afar, give ear from near. These correspond to two patterns of redemption. If the Jewish people will not obey Hashem's will, the redemption will come in its time. A pasuk is found in Yeshayahu. In this case, the prospect of redemption will be challenged by the attribute of justice. And hence the singer says here, Hashem of hosts, hear my prayer. Even if now you are far from us, heed our prayer. The second pattern will ensue when the Jewish people are righteous, and the singer says, you are close to us, so give ear, O Hashem of Yaakov Selah. Thus we find that when Yaakov was in distress, Hashem responded at once, on the very day of his distress, as he said, I will make there an altar to Hashem who answers me in the day of my distress. The present pasuk also refers back to the earlier, happy are they who dwell in your house. If the exile is seen to continue for a long time, his deliverance can be quickened in the merit of cleaving to him in the little sanctuaries of exile. The divine glory that is in your house, in our own land, will in exile dwell in the synagogues and the houses of study. Pasuk Yud. Magi Neinu Re'ei Elohim Ve'abed Pnei Mishichecho. Behold, O God, our sorrow, or our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. He prayed, Behold, O God, our sorrow, the suffering of our souls. Similarly, we find, Give them sorrow of heart, Menonos Lev, pasuk that's found in Eicha. Whenever we are afflicted and troubled, behold our sorrow and our troubles, and look upon the face of your anointed. Speedily bring the Mashiach to look upon the face, thus means divine supervision. Another reading of Megineinu is our shield, a reference to the holy Beis HaMikdash that shielded the Jewish people. Still another reading says, Behold, O God, you who are our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Ki tov yom b'chatserecho me'olech b'charti His tofeh beveis elokai midur beole resha. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The singer continues the earlier utterance, Happy are they who dwell in your house. And he explains the reason for their happiness. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. It is more desirable to dwell one day in your courts than to dwell a thousand days in any splendidly outfitted home. What is more, I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness, whose occupants are triumphant and successful. For a day in your courts and then to die is better than a thousand days spent elsewhere. The pasuk hints at the prophecy of Yechezkel, and he will bow down at the threshold of the gate. The singer prays for the coming of the Mashiach in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, declaring, I prefer living a single day, provided I am in your courts, than to live a thousand days or a thousand years in alien land. I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God, near the gate, than for me to reside in a completed house in the lands of the nations, which are tents of wickedness. A tzaddik can achieve a high plane even when he dwells in the house of a wicked man. This was indicated to Yaakov in the vision of the ladder, as found in Chumash Bereishis. Even when living in the house of Lavan, he would be able to reach a high rung. Still, the true tzaddik longs to stand at the threshold of the tents of God rather than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Why does the singer so yearn for the Beis HaMikdash? For there, one's happiness reaches across time and space. In respect of time, a day in your courts is better than a thousand days. And in respect of location, I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell constantly in the tents of wickedness, be they even palaces and the most established residences. Although exile purges iniquities, better still is a day in your courts than a thousand days in exile. For the soil of exile is defiled and bad for the soul, while the soil of the land of Israel is good for the soul and atones for iniquities, as it says literally in Chumash Devarim, and his land will forgive his people. It also refines and purifies the soul. Therefore, to be one day in your courts is better than a thousand days outside the holy land of Israel. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Ki shemesh shemogen Hashem lekim chen v'chavod yiten Hashem v'yimna tov laholchem v'samim. For the Lord God is a sun, S-U-N, and a shield. The Lord favors with grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk with integrity. A person wandering about outside may be stricken by the cold and sickened, but I am not concerned, for the Lord Hashem is a sun and a shield. He will warm my heart like the sun, and he will shield me from other perils. The Lord will also favor with grace and glory, and these are better than a man's grace and glory in his home and private chamber. No good thing will he withhold from them who crowd the threshold of his house, provided they walk with integrity. With the interpretation that the psalm alludes to matters pertaining to the exile, the scripture says, "For the Lord Hashem is a sun. He is the great sun shining upon those who dwell in the darkness of exile to bring them out from the darkness into the light. The Lord favors with grace and glory the Jewish people in the eyes of the nations, and no good thing will he withhold from them who walk with integrity. He will not keep them from acquiring the good things of the nations, which the nations had taken from them by force. As the prophet prophesies, they will bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. You will eat the riches of the nations, and you will gain grandeur by their wealth." Sukkim that are found in Sefer Yeshayahum. In a related sense, the singer says, Hashem is our sun and shield. He illuminates our darkness and shields us from our enemies. Yet we hope for the true deliverance to dwell in our own land. Let him favor us with grace and glory. Let him not withhold any good thing from them who walk with him with integrity. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The sun gives light, but sometimes a shield is required as protection against its heat. For the recipient of the sunshine is flawed and cannot bear it. The same is true of the good bestowed by God. When a man achieves some great excellence or advantage, others become envious of him. As our sages explain, in a darkened house, one does not open the windows in order to see its rot. That is to say, people are not envious of someone who is unsuccessful. They do not look for his faults, but when God grants well-being, he favors with grace and glory. The one so favored will not withhold the good. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk with integrity. His heart will not be envious of others. For the righteous man sees the success of another as stemming from Hashem, and he's not envious. He knows that good things come to those who are worthy of it. A small portion of the sun illuminates a wide double area down below, as our sages teach. A zuz above is a sistra below. Similarly, Hashem responds to a man's meager preparation by granting him a manifold degree of plenty. For great is the power of the righteous who, because they emulate the attributes of Hashem, cause the created form that is themselves to resemble its creator. A subtle interpretation says, the singer conveys that the good which Hashem bestows upon man can be compared to what happens when a person pours oil upon himself as protection against the rays of the sun. Even though the sun does not shine upon him, it continues to shine upon others. Thus the singer says here, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord favors with grace and glory the whole world in equal measure. Only one who has been marred by iniquity forms a separating screen that keeps the divine influence from shining upon him. The proof is that certainly no good thing will he withhold from them who walks with integrity. The one who does not walk with integrity has himself to blame that Hashem withholds the light of his loving kindness. Having said, "Behold, O Hashem, our shield," previous pasuk, the singer says here that the shield is God himself. The pilgrims on the way to Yerushalayim require a protective shield from the heat of the sun. Hence the pasuk says, The Lord God is both a sun and a shield to those who walk with integrity as the pilgrims to the Holy Beis Hamikdash. Those who walk in the shade are shielded from the heat of the sun, yet they cannot deny the benefits bestowed by the sun. Similarly, Hashem's beneficence, his attribute of mercy via this of the Jewish people, cannot be denied. He favors with grace and glory both those who are deserving and those who are not deserving. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk with integrity. It is otherwise regarding the attribute of stern judgment. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk with integrity. Thus our sages teach, when one is upright, Hashem is upright with him. As it says, with the upright man you show yourself upright. That is to say, even if the indication of the stars, the natural pattern, is against him, he has the power to nullify the power of the stellar indication. Thus the Torah says here, no good thing will he withhold from them who walk with integrity, even when there is a reason to withhold it. Please turn tape over to side B. God benefits human beings in two ways. He is to them as the sun that causes plants to grow and warms the earth, but the sun cannot protect the man against his enemies. On the other hand, a shield provides protection from an enemy, but it does not possess the qualities of the sun. Hashem, however, provides all the good influences of the sun, and he also a shield for all who take refuge in him. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Hashem Tzevaos Ashrei Adam B'teich Boch. O Lord of hosts, happy is the man who trusts in you. Those who crowd the threshold of the house of Hashem are saved from all misfortunes because they trust in him. Therefore, O Lord of hosts, happy is the man who trusts in you. You will assuredly save him from those misfortunes, and you will also make him happy by properly bestowing your great abundance upon him. The singer says regarding the exile, O Lord of hosts, happy is the man who trusts in you and does not despair at the long duration of the exile, for he is certain that God will yet build the Beis Hamikdash upon the site towards which all souls have always yearned. Having said earlier, happy are they who dwell in your house, the singer continues by saying here, provided he places his trust in Hashem and conducts himself with integrity, as we learned in the previous pasuk, then even if the stellar indications are against him, Hashem will redeem him. In conclusion, the singer says, although it is good to stand on the threshold of your courts, still happy is the man who trusts in you, for he is confident that you will be with him because he is wholehearted with you. To stand that day in your courts on the Temple Mount when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt is better than 1,000 days today, for then the earth will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, as Pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshayahu, and more will be understood in a single day than we can understand in 1,000 days. Therefore, happy is the man who trusts in you, that you will hasten the redemption in our day. Amen. Chapter 85, Pasuk 1. Lam Netzeach Bnei Korach Mizmor. For the conductor of Psalm of the Sons of Korach. Pasuk Beis. Vatisa Hashem Artzecho Shavto Shavus Yaakov. Lord, you have favored your land. You have turned, brought back the captivity of Yaakov. The sons of Korach composed this psalm about the present exile of the Jewish people. It is a plea for their redemption, just as Hashem redeemed Israel from the Babylonian exile and the second Beis Hamikdash was built. Our sages teach that the Jewish people were punished with exile because they failed to observe the law of Shemitah. The land of Israel must remain fallow every seventh year as the affirmation that the land belongs to Hashem. As this did not happen during their presence in the land would thus remain fallow during their absence. Hence, Psalm says, "You have favored your land, and by means of the Babylonian exile collected for Israel's iniquity and having ignored the Shemitah law." Thus the Torah says, "Then the land will find favor in her Shabbases, as long as it lies desolate and you are in your enemy's land. Then will the land rest and find favor in her Shabbases." The pasuk is found in the Chumash Vayikra. They failed to keep the 70 Shemitah years, and so the Babylonian exile lasted a corresponding 70 years. Then you brought back the captivity of Yaakov in accordance with Hashem's promise to Yirmiyahu that after 70 years had completed the Babylon, I will take heed of you. It's a pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu. The singer alludes to the twin benefits which Hashem bestowed upon Israel. You have favored your land by providing it with rain, and you redeemed the people of Israel, turned the captivity of Yaakov. You have favored your land, not in our merit, but because of your oath to Yaakov, that you will return his descendants from exile. Our sages teach that Hashem looks upon the land towards the time when its deeds will find favor in his eyes. That is to say, the people of Israel will have fulfilled the mitzvah pertaining to the land. They will have separated the tenth part miser from their produce and let the land lie fallow during the Shemitah years as prescribed by the pertinent laws of the Torah. Then her deeds will be pleasing to Hashem, and he will say, "Then will the land find favor in her Shabbases." A pasuk is found again in Chumash Vayikra. Now we go to Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Nasosa avon amecha kisiso chol chatosim sela. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have pardoned all their sin, sela. Just as you have turned the captivity of Yaakov, so you have forgiven the deliberate iniquity of your people, and you have pardoned all their unwitting sin. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Asafta kol avasecha. You have withdrawn all of your fury. You have turned from the fierceness of your wrath. Then you will also terminate all the anger you harbored against them. Withdrawn all your fury. Your wrath warned them, but then you held back from acting against them. You have turned from the fierceness of your wrath. Deal with us now in the same manner. Another interpretation says, you gathered all your fury into a great heap, but then you have turned from the fierceness of your wrath. You turned away the fierceness of your wrath, but the wrath itself remains. I beseech you, turn away from us the wrath as well. Some note that it does not say you have forgiven iniquities, but you have forgiven the iniquity of your people. The singular form conveys that the Holy One deliberately examines only one iniquity, so the merits would outweigh it. Our sages deduce there is no rain unless the transgressions of the Jewish people have been pardoned. For it says, you have favored your land, you have forgiven the iniquity of your people. Who has forgiven the iniquity of your people? The land upon which they dwell. As it says, Apostle Nishayohu, the people that dwell therein will be forgiven their iniquity. This pertains to the living. But how do we know that it is so for the dead as well? For it says, and the land will forgive his people. A pasuk that's found in the Chumash Devarim. Who forgives his people? His land. So happy are you who dwell in the land of Israel, for you have neither sin nor iniquity, not the living and not the dead. Accordingly, the singer says, you have forgiven the iniquity of your people. And it says, who is God like you, who pardons iniquity and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? A pasuk that is found in Sefer Micha. By having shown your anger at the nations who hate Israel, you have turned the Jewish people, caused them to repent,
to turn back to you. As it says, I have cut off nations. I said, surely you will fear me, you will accept correction. The pasuk is found in Zephaniah. The first letters of the words Ashivas Me'acharon Epecho spells Meyo, an allusion to the teaching of our sages, that David instituted the practice of reciting 100 brochas every day, benedictions. When he was informed that 100 of his people were dying every day, he established the practice of 100 daily benedictions. Thus it says, so says the man who was raised up on high. Pasuk is found in Shmuel Beis. Numerical value of the word al is 100. As soon as this was done, the pestilence ceased. This is hinted in, you have turned from the fierceness of your wrath. Pasuk 5. Shuvenu elakeish enu v'hafir ka'aschomonu. Restore us, O Hashem, of our deliverance, and cause your indignation towards us to cease. The singer prays for the end of our present goals. Restore us, you who are ever the God of our deliverance. Cause your indignation towards us to cease. Just as you turned away your indignation against our predecessors and redeemed them. These verses are also explained by means of a parable. The parents of the bride and the parents of the groom could not agree about a detail related to the wedding. On the brink of a quarrel and the moment for the start of the ceremony approaching, a wiser man addressed them as follows. Be careful not to demean one another, for in a little while you will be dancing together. How will it look now if you exchange insults? Similarly, the singer said to the Almighty, restore us, O God, for our deliverance, and cause your indignation towards us to cease. For will you be angry with us forever? Will you draw out your wrath to all generations? Will you not bring us back to life again, that your people may rejoice in you? So show us your loving kindness, O Hashem, and grant us your deliverance. As we're going to learn in the next pasuk. Others say in the present psalm, the singer pleads for Israel's deliverance from the present exile, just as he had delivered and redeemed Israel from the Babylonian exile. Hashem, you have favored your land. After 70 years of exile in Babel, the land of Israel was reconciled with the Jewish people for their having neglected the Shemitah years. After they had been forsaken in the land of their enemies, you brought back the captivity of Yaakov. This refers to the physical gift of the land received by the exiles upon their return from Babel. There was also the spiritual gift from God. Previously, their sin had set up a dividing screen to separate the Jewish people from their God. But now you have forgiven the iniquity of your people. What is more, you have withdrawn all your fury that rightfully should have descended upon them for their sin. You have turned from the fierceness of your wrath. Hence we pray now to restore us physically to our land. O God of our deliverance, just as then you turned the land back to them, also grant us spiritual redemption, cause your indignation towards us to cease. The following parable provides a further insight. Two brothers lived in the same city. One was very wealthy. The other was a pauper, barely eking out a living, selling used clothes. One day, this brother hired himself out to become the caretaker of the city's sewers. Immediately upon hearing of it, the rich man sent for his brother. Why do you pick such an occupation for yourself? He demanded. You know perfectly well that I'm the meanest of paupers. For me to earn one penny is as important in my eyes as it is for you to earn $1,000. So why do you condemn me for this? But if all you wanted was to earn one penny, why didn't you come to me? I would have given it to you. Well, I will tell you the truth, answered the brother. I did not want to come to you for my daily penny, because very soon I have in mind to ask a great favor of you. When my daughter gets married, I will need you to help me out with a respectable sum. When the time came for his daughter to be wed, her prospective in-laws asked where the money to pay for the wedding will come from. You see, I have a rich brother, her father replied. Soon he approached his brother, as he said he would, but the brother gave him only $50. That's really is a paltry sum, he cried. But didn't you tell me that in your eyes a single penny was like a great deal of money? I said it about myself. However, when I made this match for my daughter, her family knew me as the brother of the rich man in town. Therefore, help me out in accordance with how much you are worth. The moral of the story is this. When we exhaust ourselves in pursuit of the fleeting things of this world, we say, he remembers that we are dust, like we're going to learn later on in Sefer Tehillim. Our daily frustrations are the cause of our iniquities. For a man will transgress for a piece of bread, as found in Sefer Mishlei. The prophet proclaims, however, that in the day of deliverance, kings will be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers, and I will make you windows of rubies, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. Compared with our condition today, even 1,000 part of this well-being would be considered as an immense achievement. Why does Hashem promise us so very much? It is because the day of deliverance is ascribed to Hashem, as it says, "Behold, Hashem is my deliverance. I will trust and not be afraid. I, even I, am He that comforts you." Even if He were to double and quadruple what He will grant us, it would still be as null and void in relation to His greatness. Similarly, the singer says here, "Restore us, O God of our deliverance." Our restoration is ascribed to God as the deliverer. Therefore, cause your indignation towards us, once it is gauged to our capacity to cease. For will you not bring us back to life? When our rejuvenation comes, the deliverance will be in the very highest measure, and your people will rejoice in you forever. According to the Medrash, the sons of Korach said, "How long will you keep saying, 'Turn, O faithless children'?" Pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu. "The children of Israel say to you, 'You turn to us first,' as it says, 'Return, O Hashem, how long?' You say, 'No, O Israel, return to the Lord your God.'" Pasuk is found in Sefer Hosea. "Rather, you should not return to yourself, and we should not return to ourselves. We should both return as one. Restore us, O God of our deliverance." The above Medrash is explained as follows. The Jewish people contend that the yoke of the exile keeps us from repentance and from returning to Hashem. Hashem says that some of our sins are not due to the hardships of exile. Israel answers that is also a result of the exile, for our hearts are hardened. Therefore, let us together, you and we as one, return in unison. Restore us, O God of our deliverance, and at the same time you return to us. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Al Olam Tanav Banu Timshoch Abchal Dor Vador. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you draw out your wrath to all generations? The Babylonian exile did not last longer than 70 years, but in the present exile, will you be angry with us forever? Will you draw out your wrath to all generations? Why so, when the duration of the Babylonian corresponded to but one generation of 70 years? The Babylonian exile was due to three harsh transgressions: murder, idolatry, and immorality. Yet the exile lasted only 70 years. The present exile was due to causeless hatred, so it should certainly not last long. Will you be angry with us forever and keep punishing us forever? Does it not say to the contrary, "For I will not contend forever"? A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Will you draw out your wrath to all generations by punitive decrees that keep us from repenting, as it says, "Behold, you have been angry and we have sinned"? Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Haloi ato toshuv techayenu v'amcha yismuchu v'och. Will you not bring us back to life again that your people may rejoice in you? It is really not possible for you to be angry with us forever. For will you not bring us back to life again? Thus you promised us in your Torah, the Lord your God will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you. If your outcasts be at the utmost parts of heaven, from there will be the Lord your God bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you will possess it, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. That your people may rejoice in you, for you promised at Horeb that the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers. Hence, it is not possible that you should be angry with us forever. After you will have redeemed us, we shall no longer continue to anger you. Rather, your people will rejoice in you. The Torah also says, "For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. I will render vengeance to my adversaries." A pasuk that is found in the Chumash Devarim. And it says, "And he swore by the one who lives forever, that it shall be for a set time, times and a half. All these things will be finished." A pasuk that is found in Sefer Daniel. A subtle interpretation says, "Will you not turn back as well, even as you bring us back to life? You also have to return from exile, because as long as I'm in exile, the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, is in exile also. So bring us back to life by the appearance of the light of repentance. Then your people will rejoice in you and in your deliverance. Will you not bring us back to life? Thus our sages teach." Where is there a hint in the Torah regarding resurrection of the dead? For it says, "And to dust you will return," a pasuk that is found in Sefer Bereishis. It does not say, "To dust you will go." It says in the word "tashuv," "you will return." There is the indication that you will bring us back to life. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Har'enu Hashem chasdecho v'yesh'acho atiten lanu. Show us your loving kindness, O Hashem, and grant us your deliverance. The singer asks for signs of the deliverance. Show us your loving kindness, O Hashem, and then grant us your deliverance, that the signs be followed by the actual redemption. Similarly, he says elsewhere, "We have not seen our signs." Notwithstanding that we have transgressed by committing iniquities, still show us your loving kindness. Do not pay us back in accordance with our sins. That in itself will attest to your loving kindness. We know that ultimately all is for the best, but we want you to show us your loving kindness at once. The pasuk may further be clarified by means of a parable. A father came home from the market carrying a precious gift for his son. When, however, his wife told him that their son had not gone to study Torah and would not listen to her, he hid away the gift. After a number of days had passed and the son saw that his father's anger had subsided, he asked to at least see the gift. Then he asked outright that his father give him the gift. Similarly, the Torah says here, "Show us your loving kindness," and adds immediately, "and grant us your deliverance." Pasuk 9. Eshmo ma yedaber okel Hashem ki yedaber shalom el amo ve'el chasidom ve'al yeshuvu lechislo. I will hear when Hashem, the God, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his devout ones, but let them not turn back to folly. After having concluded his prayer, the singer says, "I will hear when Hashem, the Lord, will speak, what he will say in response. He has said to me in response, he will speak peace to his people and to his devout ones. That peace will come in the days of the Mashiach, as it says, the wolf will also dwell with the lamb." A pasuk that is found in the Sefer Yeshayahu. The peace will be spoken about to his people and his devout ones, provided they not turn back to folly. They should not commit the same folly that they committed the first time. Turn back to folly. Thus our sages teach that a man does not commit transgression unless the spirit of folly has entered him. The Torah also speaks to the present exile. "I will hear what Hashem, the Lord, will speak about it, and that which he says is within his power to bring about perfectly. What then does he say? He will speak peace to his people to take them out of Golos, exile, and to his devout ones. Of the nations he will say that they should return when the exile ends, but they should not turn back to folly and the way of evil. Thus it says in Yeshayahu, your people will be all righteous. They will inherit the land forever." According to the Medrash, David said, "I asked to hear what Holy One says about Israel, and I heard that he's taken up with giving them peace. As it says, I will hear what Hashem, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people." Pasuk 10.
Ach Karov Lireyecho Yish Oy Lishkoin Kavod Garsenu.
Surely his deliverance is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. I have pleaded, grant us your deliverance, and this deliverance is near. What is more, I plead that glory may dwell in our land, in our holy temple, as it did in the first Beis HaMikdash. In the second Beis HaMikdash, the Shekhinah was not fully present. And all of Israel would fear him, then his deliverance would be near. For the redemption depends on repentance. As it says, then Hashem your God will turn your captivity. If you turn to Hashem, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul, Sukkim that I found the Chumash Devorim, that glory may dwell in our land. Thus it says, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will not forsake my people Israel. Pasuk is found in Melachim Aleph. Because the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered in by it, a pasuk found in Yechezkel, all this refers to the glory of Hashem in the future Beis HaMikdash. Surely his deliverance is near to those who fear him. Deliverance that he brings to those who fear him is near, and further wandering is unnecessary. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Chesed v'emes nifgashu, tzedek v'sholom v'shoku. Loving kindness and truth have met, righteousness and peace have kissed. At the time of the redemption, loving kindness and truth will have met. Then the glory will dwell once again in the holy Beis HaMikdash, and kindness and truth will be prevalent in the world. People will be eager to practice loving kindness and to know the truth, for all of Israel will then serve Hashem in the same way. Righteousness and peace have kissed. They will be comrades and brothers, because there will be justice and truth among men. Hashem will grant them loving kindness and peace. When there will be a justice and righteousness, there will be a peace, an absence of all evil. As it says, justice, only justice will you pursue, that you may live and inherit the land which Hashem your God has given you. A pasuk is found in Sefer Devarim. Loving kindness is also connotes that quality of wisdom which is granted as a gift of grace and kindness. As it says, you graciously favor man with understanding. Truth, emes, is the quality of goodness. Justice or righteousness, tzedek, means to do good in proper measure, and this is one of the attributes of excellence. Shalom, peace, means doing more than is required by the halacha in order to promote peace in the world. Righteousness and peace have kissed. By dispensing charity, tzedakah, one promotes peace, as it were, between the poor man and the Holy One. As it says, or let him take hold of my strength, he may build peace with me. A pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. When will they merit that truth will sprout from the earth and righteousness will appear from heaven? And hence that the Hashem will also give what is good, and our land will yield her produce, as we're going to learn in the two psukim. Say, this will come about when loving kindness and truth have met. Men will practice true kindness devoid of ulterior motives. What is more than righteousness and peace will have kissed? Peace will be based on justice and secure foundations. It will not be an illusory peace. The Medrash expounds this pasuk in connection with the creation of man. The angels were divided on this matter into different groups and assemblies. Some said, do not create him. Another said, create him. Loving kindness said, create him, for man will perform acts of kindness. Truth said, do not create him, for he is all falsehood. Justice said, create him, for he will perform righteous deeds. Peace said, do not create him, for he is all strife. What did Hashem do? He took hold of the truth and cast it down to earth. Thus it says, and he cast down the truth to the ground. Pasuk is found in Sefer Daniel. Whereupon the angels protested, declaring before Hashem, Master of the world, why do you shame what is your emblem of emblems? However, the truth will rise from the earth, as it says here, truth will sprout from the earth. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Emes me eres tismoch v'tzedek mishamayim nishkof. Truth will sprout from the earth, and justice, righteousness will appear from heaven. When truth will be spoken on earth, truth will sprout from the earth. Then justice will appear from heaven, for decrees descend from heaven in accordance with man's actions. When a good idea of truth is aroused within the human being, immediately justice appears from heaven, ready to descend upon the earth. It does not wait until the idea is fully implemented. Thus it says in the Sefer Daniel, from the first day that you had set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words are heard, and I come because of your words. A pasuk that's found in Daniel. The Medrash says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok, whoever justifies from below the judgment of heaven upon him, he is judged favorably from on high. As it says, truth will sprout from the earth, and justice will appear from heaven. If a man says, I have sinned, he is judged favorably on high, provided he tells the truth. Thus the first letters of the words, Emes Me'eres Tismach, spells Emes, truth, which is the seal of Hashem. Immediately justice will appear from heaven. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13, Gam Hashem Yitein HaTov, Vartzeinu Yitein Yevula. Hashem will also give what is good, and our land will yield her produce. We will actually continue Bli Neder in our next year.